Blog Talk Radio.
Worth more than all my time. I don't want to waste my life on anything but you. Nothing else satisfies, so I'm giving up the fight. I'm coming back to you. 'Cause I've been running as fast as I can, and all the while you're there calling me, bring me back to where we began. Your presence, Lord, is enough for me as I fall down. Oh, I fall down at your feet.
Amen, amen. Welcome to the Hill and Lot, folks. This is Reverend Stan. We've got a great man of God, Jason Beard, on here today. How you doing, Jason?
Good morning. Fine, thank you.
Good morning. We got Jacob Phillips on here, my co-host. How are you doing, Jacob?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Amen. I'm sure today is going to be a great day here on the radio show. We're going to hear a lot about Jason Beard's ministry today. We're going to have a lot of people get healed on here today. I want to go ahead and mention our number. We're going to do a call-in for healing. Jason's going to pray for him. We're all going to pray for him. We're going to see some miracles happen on this show today. The number is 347-996-3615. It's 347-996-3615. Call in, and we'll put you on hold. And when we come to the section of our show when we're going to pray for people, we'll talk to you. We'll probably screen you first, and then we'll put you on the show. But just call on in. We'll pray for y'all. Anything you've got going on, we'll pray for it, no matter what. Jesus will touch anything. So just call on in. But right up first, we're gonna do a few plug-ins. You know, if anybody wants to listen to this show, go to Blog Talk. And when you go to Blog Talk, just look up the Healing Lot Show. When you go to the Healing Lot Show, just look up our archives. And our archives has all the shows that we've ever did on there. You can find Jason Beard, all the other ones that we've ever did. Whatever the Holy Spirit has pulled you to listen to, just listen to it. It's all free. There's no charge, so you can listen to it anytime. If you would like to listen to this show, you know, sometime later today, after you hear it this morning, you can go on Jason Beard's Facebook page. You can go on the Healing Lot Facebook page. By the way, we do have a Healing Lot Facebook page. All of our shows are posted on here. When you go to the page, like on a Wednesday or during the week, we'll let you know the new shows that's coming on. And a lot of the older shows is on there, too. You can listen to it right on the page. So just go to the Healing Lot Facebook page. And it has a lot of unique things. When the Lord speaks to me or gives me a word or something like that, I'll post it on the page and let y'all know what's going on. And also, if you need a prayer, just post it on the page, and we'll pray for you. Me and Jacob will pray for you. So, you know, there's many opportunities there. So, Jason, how are you doing today, man?
I'm blessed.
Amen. So, Jason, how did you get started in your ministry?
Well, let me start by saying, you know, it's all I've ever done is seek Jesus. As a child, I got saved pretty early in life, got filled with the Holy Spirit, and I'll actually be 39 here in a few days. But the first time I remember preaching, I was around 9 years old, actually in a village in Mexico. And it's pretty much I've felt the call of God on my life ever since then. And went to Bible school at Christ for the Nations in the mid-90s, and then was a youth pastor and associate and such, worship leader. And then around 2000, we started home services, home meetings, and just felt like God leading me to start our own ministry. So I believe it was 2003. We started Compelling Ministries, my wife and I, and it's kind of gone from there, and just watching God work. It's pretty amazing.
Amen. You said you did some home churches and you did some evangelism around there in Texas and Louisiana and stuff. Can you touch on that?
We do home services here in the Louisiana area, in the West Monroe area. Twice a week, and I'm in the prisons every week, but I also have a tent. It's a firecracker style tent where they sell firecrackers out of. Just a tent like that, but I've got a tent and trailer that I can pull and do evangelistic outreach style meetings or whatever. I just go as God opens the doors, but we also do a lot of stuff overseas. This year I've been in 4 different continents so far, including here, but in Asia and Africa and South America, and preaching the gospel. I've seen somewhere over 1,300 people born again so far this year. My goal is a lot higher than that for the year, you know, for Jesus to be glorified. But, you know, we're seeing quite a harvest and, you know, a lot of miracles this year, you know, blinded eyes, deaf ears, HIVs, cancers, that kind of stuff. It's, Jesus is just amazing.
And on that, I mean, it's unthinkable what Jesus could do for folks. And, you know, I saw some people jump out of wheelchairs, and it kind of blew my eyes to see that. It's just amazing. I mean, back in the day, you know, you saw all these evangelists on TV, and you always wondered if this was really true, you know. You see some on TV, you're not really sure about TV, but when you see somebody in front of your face or on street ministry, on the street doing this, and you see people get out of wheelchairs, seeing people lay things down, you can't fake that, dude. You can't fake it out that one. It's amazing. I mean, when you go on these missionary trips, man, I mean, it's the real deal. You're up front and personal, and Jesus is real, man. When you see these people, you know, people get delivered and stuff, man, it's awesome. But
sir, that's why Jesus came, is to set people free, you know, both spirit, mm-hmm. soul, and body, and to make people whole. And he came to destroy the works of the devil, and, you know, that's what we're supposed to go about doing, and it should be commonplace for us. You know, Jesus said these signs will follow those that believe. And, you know, we have to believe and pray and believe God. You know, it's not about church buildings, per se. Not that I'm against church buildings, but it's not about buildings. It's about people. It's about the kingdom of God setting people free. And that's
Amen.
What we should be about, regardless of where it is. You know, it's not about being relevant to our society. You know, Jesus came in his day and set people free. And it's not, you know, it's, people are trying to be relevant to reach their society, but the kingdom of God is relevant. We don't have to change the mm-hmm. kingdom of God to reach people. You know, we've got to be the kingdom of God, and God will reach people. You know, Jesus said, if you lift me up, I will draw all men unto me. We've got to go lift up the name of Jesus, and he will do the healing, he will do the delivering, he will do the saving. We can't do any of it. It's Jesus that does it through people, Jesus.
Amen. I know a lot of people, you know, a lot of the churches nowadays, when they start hearing about the kingdom of God, they're thinking about heaven or somewhere far off that's up in the sky somewhere, but they don't realize that the kingdom of God is within them. Anybody, any believer, anybody that's got saved, the kingdom of God is come alive within inside of them. And like when Jesus said, he says, the kingdom is among you. He's talking about the kingdom within his body was among them.
Right.
And a lot of people don't understand that. When he says, when you go and do, you know, the signs and wonders, say the kingdom is among you. The kingdom is in front of you. Not looking up in the sky looking for the kingdom somewhere. But that's one thing the church teaches nowadays. It's just the kingdom of heaven is up in heaven, and the spiritual world, you're just a human, you know, you believe in Jesus, that ain't the truth, you know. So, go ahead, Jason.
No, I mean, the spiritual world is very much real, you know, both sides of it, the good and the evil. You know, the presence of God is more real than the very breath that's in our bodies. I mean, we don't
Amen.
Understand at times the love of God that's been poured out upon us and for us. You know, I mean, the love that Christ has for us, and the fact that he created mankind knowing what, you know, knowing the end from the beginning, and he still loved us enough to send his only begotten son to die for us. And, you know, it's our job to give our lives for the sake of others. It's what we do. We preach the gospel, but that is just a fancy term for saying we go lay down our lives for other people. Preaching can
Amen.
Doesn't just have to be standing, you know, declaring, preaching by the word of God. It can be living it. It can be going out and doing the kingdom, you know, putting the hands and feet to the things that we've heard our whole lives. I mean, I run into people all the time that have heard sermons their whole lives, but yet we're not living the sermons that we've heard. So therefore, we'll be condemned by the very sermons that we've heard because we're not living that which we've heard. We're supposed to be
Amen.
Doers and not just hearers only.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the problem that we preach here a lot on this show. There's a lot of people sitting in the church pews, but when they leave the church, it's it until the next Sunday. And, you know, living the life of Christ or living as a real Christian, you know, you've got to walk in the shoes of Jesus. It's got to be an everyday thing. You're supposed to be, you know, crucifying yourself daily, you know, trying to renew yourself, trying to let God build you. But that once every Sunday, you know, it ain't going to do all the work. But
no,
that's a
no,
That's a Christian walk. Now, Jason, back when you were nine years old and you was traveling to Mexico with your uncle, David Hogan, what all did you go through when you did that, when you were on missionary work with him and doing stuff like that?
Well, back then I was, a lot smaller, obviously, and, I was allowed to go out some, but to some of the harder areas, the children were not necessarily allowed to go. But as I got older, and as the experiences, got more in depth, the hiking in the villages, when I talk to people about going on missionary trips wherever, because I've been in a lot of countries, and their number one question was, what about the food? Well, Jesus said, when you go, you eat what's set before you. So it doesn't matter what it is that is set before you, you eat it. And what I found is, if you don't eat the food of the local people, basically you lose respect. They understand most of the time that your stomach and all the issues, you're coming from a different land, but the very fact that you try to eat their food, or that you're dealing with the problems that have come from eating their food, there is a respect there. And if you don't eat their food, again, Jesus commanded us to do such, but if you don't, there's a disconnect. And actually, there's a stigma all over the world now that Americans have given the gospel because of the way we treat the food of the people. We act like we're better than their culture. And if you can't get on the level of the people, then what's the point of going anyway? Many times people act like we're better than the people that we're trying to reach, and we're not. Just because we're Americans, actually we're probably in more need of the gospel than the people who are trying to reach, because our nation is turning. And people often ask, and I want to address this, people ask, why do we see more miracles in other countries, as a whole, than we do here in America? Not that we don't see miracles here in America, but why do we see more miracles in other countries? And, this year I've been in Kenya, in Pakistan, and in Peru. And, again, I've been all over in a lot of different places. And from what I can see is the amount of prayer that the local people in those countries put into it every day, it pales in comparison. I mean, what they do makes us, most people here to pray for us is if we pray 30 minutes, we've done something. For them, if they don't go 2 or 3 hours, they haven't prayed. I mean, there's times in services where we'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning and go till 11 or 12 o'clock at night, but yet the people were praying from 4 o'clock. It's prayer. I mean, the Bible even tells us in James chapter 5, in verse 16, that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Well, first we have to be righteous. Jesus said, those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. There's got to be a hunger and a thirsting for the things of God. There's got to be a craving, a desire for the things of God. And then in verse 17 of James 5, it says, and Elijah was a man with like passions, just like us, but yet he prayed earnestly, and it didn't rain for 3.5 years. You're asking, your question about my uncle, David Hogan in Mexico, and many people know who he is and the things that he has seen God do in his life, and the dead raisins and all these things. And yes, it's an honor, to have him as my uncle, but that's his stories. The question is not what has he done. The question is, what am I doing? What are we doing? When he stands before God, he will have to give account for what he's done. And when I stand before God, I will give account for what I've done. It's not about what someone else has done. It's about, what am I doing for the kingdom of God? What is the kingdom of God doing through me? What have I seen and experienced and realized? Where is the depth of my relationship in Jesus? Where is the depth of my prayer life in Jesus? There's a lot of people that know a lot of the word of God, and they can quote the scriptures, but our prayer life is just not there. There's no depth of relationship. And so, in essence, we're really like the Pharisees, who knew the word, but they didn't know God. And it's not about necessarily just going to church, which we should do. We should fellowship with believers. But that's not the end of it all. We should be people of prayer, people of passion, people that are hungry for the things of God. I really earnestly believe that if the people of America would pray, this thing, our nation would turn around. We've got to get back on our face and repent and call out to Jesus. can see our nation change. It's about prayer.
Amen.
We've got to get back to the basics. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he told, you know, Peter, James, and John, stay here, watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. Stay right here and watch and pray. And he's still telling the church that today. We've got to be watchful. We've got to be prayerful. We can fight this thing, but we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against principalities and powers, the spiritual wickedness in high places, and the way we do that is through prayer. Prayer is the key. It's the key to see God move and change. And I'm watching other countries pray, but I'm watching Americans. We read books. We write this or study this or do that, and we sound spiritual. But as a whole, most people, we have forgotten how to pray. In the 40s and 50s here in America, when revival was sweeping through the tent ministries and such, people were praying. But when people stopped praying, it turned, and now we're seeing the result of, prayer meetings, they have stopped or get absorbed into the local service. You know, we stop having special times of prayer, and we just incorporate it into our time of worship. We as a people have got to get back to what matters.
Amen.
The church has become very patternized. I don't know, that's a sorry word. It's become very formatted, and prayer is something you do over your food, and prayer is something you do for about 5 minutes before service, and that's about all you get. And so I wholeheartedly agree with that. And I wanted to comment real quick on something Jason said about the food. I've been to several other countries myself, and I hate mangoes. There's something, I just don't like mangoes. But I was in Haiti, and mangoes is one of their crops, man, and I had to eat it, man, just to move on, dude. So I agree. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 10 that let your peace rest on the house. You're going to, let your peace rest on the house and eat what's set before you. So I just wanted to comment on that real quick.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to a song right quick. And anybody would like to call in, just call in now. It's 347-996-3615. It's 347-996-3615. We'll be right back, folks, and we're going to go ahead and hear Hands of the Healer from Nate.
Who will save us now? The nations rage, voices crying now. Some of them for free, some of them for healing, for someone to lead them. This world hangs by a thread, on the edge of time. What we have come to dread, a rivaling light, like a string on a knife, headed for free fall.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Healing Light Show with Jason Beard. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing awesome. Jesus is king.
Amen. Amen on that one. Now, Jacob, you got a few questions you'd like to ask Jason.
Yeah, I'd love to start with your prison ministry. Because we've known each other pretty much most of our life we've known each other. I know that you do prison ministry and you also work in Teen Challenge. Expound on that a little bit and tell us some of the things that you've seen since you've been doing that and how long you've been doing it.
Well, the first time I went into a prison, a local man took me into a juvenile prison, and I was probably around 11 or 12 years old. He took me in, and I kind of saw immediately, and it was more of a seed put into my heart. But about eight or 9 years ago, I went to one of the local, actually in Jackson Parish, and started going to the facility, and it was a small facility. It housed around 35 men or so. Now they built a new one, and there's almost 1,200 inmates in the facility. And I go every week there. You know, people, again, ask, you know, how come we're not seeing God moving? And I beg to differ with that. God is moving, but a lot of times it's not within the four walls of the church like we want to see. I am watching God. In fact, this past Wednesday night, I was in a service down in prison, and I watched over 50 men stand up on their feet, started crying out to God, hands in the air, crying for the fire of God to come and change them, to renew them, so on and so forth. We've seen all kinds of miracles happen in the prison over the years, but been going there for about 8 or 9 years. I don't work for Teen Challenge. I work with them in the fact that I do chapels every week here locally outside of Ruston, and then once a month I go to Dodson, which I was there last night, and do chapels. And they're mainly, you know, the name is kind of misleading, Teen Challenge. It's not, most of the time it's not teenagers. It's anywhere between like 17 years up to 80 and anything in between. It's men that have made bad decisions along the way, and they're crying out to God to help them. And it's pretty awesome watching men come out of lifestyles of drugs and such, and watching the freedom that they found in Jesus. It's pretty incredible, actually. I enjoy what I get to do. I'm so thankful for what I get to do, as far as working with people and seeing the kingdom of God realized in their lives.
Amen. Let's move on just a little bit. I know, because some of your Facebook pictures, you've got flags, I think, of every country in your office that you've been to, and I know that you've seen a lot of miracles overseas. I've been overseas myself. I'd like to know just a few of the places that you've been. And what are some of the more outstanding things that you've seen God do in people?
Okay. I think I've already mentioned I've been in Pakistan, Kenya. I think I've been there 6 times. I've been in Vietnam a few times. I've been in Peru, Guatemala, Mexico, Costa Rica, Italy. I think that's pretty much most of them. But, you know, people are awesome. People are incredible. They're created by God, and people are just awesome. But you ask, what are some of the most incredible things I've seen? And honestly, the most incredible miracle I've ever seen, I've seen it over countless times now, is when a sinner calls out upon Jesus and repents. It makes Jesus the Lord of his life, and not just his Savior, but the Lord of his life, and he repents and cries out for mercy, and how God takes all of us that were on our way to hell, who are on the broad road leading to destruction, and then takes us and puts us on the narrow road leading to life, and how God can take a wretched man or woman or child and cleanse them from the inside out and make something beautiful and pure out of them. That is the most incredible miracle ever. You know, the Bible, you know, I mean, we even read where Jesus healed blinded eyes, stuff that we've all seen, and You know, that I've got to say, it is incredible watching a blinded eye open in front of you for the first time. It is when somebody can see, or you take somebody by the hand that has never walked in their life or that has been lame for years, and you take them by the hand and you watch those legs uncurl and they take off walking. That is an incredible thing, but it pales in comparison to what happens when a sinner calls out upon Jesus, and Jesus comes and rescues them and delivers them and sets them free from all of their hang-ups and addictions and all the drugs and alcohol or any kind of addiction that it is, or their anger or their lust or their pride or jealousy. When we give it to Jesus, that is the most incredible thing that you can ever see, and that's what makes heaven rejoice. All of the angels rejoice when one sinner repents, not when blinded eyes open, not when the dead are raised. All of heaven rejoices when one sinner repents.
Amen.
I actually have a question. This is just something that I feel like the Spirit just asked me to ask you. Would you take just a minute? Is there anything that you can say? I mean, is all the things that you've done in ministry, and we know that you've done a lot of things and been a lot of places and seen a lot of things happen, seen salvations. In fact, you messaged me one time when we were talking and talked about all the salvations in that 1 week since you were in Pakistan. What I think it was like 1,000 salvations. But just take a minute, if you would, and if you have anything that would encourage other ministers out there that are struggling or discouraged. I don't know, that's just something that I heard the Holy Spirit say to me to ask.
Okay.
You.
Okay. Just real quick. Pray and fast. Seek Jesus. Jesus has a plan. Jesus has he had it figured out, just like when Joshua was about to take over, you know, to Jericho. God has a plan. But we've got to get in the plan of God. And we've got to pray and fast and seek heaven. Heaven has a plan. But a lot of times we try to do it in our own might, our own way, our own abilities. And when we do it in our own abilities, we will fail. But we've got to get in the plan of God, and we've got to get back to fasting and prayer. As people of God, as ministers of God, we've got to get back to fasting, praying, seeking God. When everybody else is doing other things, we've got to be praying and seeking. We've got to be fasting. We've got to be fully committed to the kingdom of God. And that's just my opinion, you know. You've got to have a lifestyle of prayer.
That's great. That's going to speak volumes to people, I promise. Well, I'd like to take a minute right now to ask you to, we usually unplug events and things that we're doing. Is there any way that people can contact you for any information that you would be willing to give out as far as contact information to let other people know what you're doing, where you're going to be, how to get a hold of you and such, and all those kind of things?
Yes, I do have a website. It's Compelling Ministries, all one word, Compelling Ministries.com. You can contact me there, or Compelling Nations, all one word, CompellingNations@yahoo.com is my email. And if you'll contact me, I do put out a newsletter. If you want to be on the newsletter list, just contact me and I will put you on the list. Or if you need prayer or whatever, just email me. Or, if you don't have email, I have a P.O. Box, and that's P.O. Box 126, Eros, Louisiana, E-R-O-S, Louisiana, 71238. And just drop me a letter, and I will pray or do what, you know, answer your question the best I can. That's pretty much the best way to contact me, is either through the P.O. Box or email, or even through the website.
All right now, we're going to go to a song called Hands of the Healer by Nate Mariachi. And you can find that song on the Rise from Zion record, NateMariachi.com. And we'll be right back on the Healing Light Show.
For freedom, some of them for healing, for someone to rebuild.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Healing Light Show. We're here with our host, Reverend Stan, me, Jacob Phillips, your co-host, and our friend, Jason Beard, from Eris, Louisiana, who is a worldwide missionary evangelist.
Yeah, Jason, thanks for coming on the show today. And what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and pray for the listeners. If you get a word of knowledge, let the word of knowledge come through. And kindly, you know, everybody on here, I'm sure everybody on here gets words of knowledge and prays. Just let one another know if you're getting something, and we'll just go with this. And at this time, I'm going to start it off. Lord Heavenly Father, I bless each and every person that's listening to this show. I ask for all the sicknesses to be healed. Father, I ask you to touch each and every one of the ministers here on this show today. Let us feel who's needing to be prayed for, any disease that needs to be prayed for, anything that a person on here that's needing a healing touch. At this time, I'm getting that somebody's getting has migraines, has something going on with a migraine. I don't know whether it's confusion or whatever, migraine. I know the Lord is touching that right now in Jesus' name. Migraine, leave. I command all confusion, spirit of confusion, to leave. I curse and bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. You leave now. I curse you at the seed. I curse you at the roots, and you break loose now in Jesus' name. I'm getting, there's a leg that needs to be healed. I command that to be healed in Jesus' name. I command that to be healed in Jesus' name. Command all that to be healed in Jesus' name. Jason, you're picking up on anything?
Not in particular. I just every spirit of sickness and disease and infirmity, the blood of Jesus be against you.
Amen.
Everything in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I saw a knee. Somebody was, I guess you were running or something, and you hurt your knee really, really bad. I see somebody running, so I know it's kind of be something with the knee. Somebody's knee is banged up pretty bad, but right now you're feeling the warmth come up and down your leg and around your knee area, and Jesus is healing that right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father.
In Jesus' name, I command all that to be gone. Right this time, I'm picking up a stomach. Somebody's having a stomach issue at this time. I command the stomach issue to leave in Jesus' name. Stomach issue, leave in Jesus' name. Command all stomach issues. I don't know whether it's pain. I don't know whether it's some type of intestinal problems. I command it to leave in Jesus' name. I command all this to be broke loose in Jesus' name. Spirit of infirmity, leave in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for healing this stomach issue. And I command all of it to break loose in Jesus' name. Right now I'm picking up, there's somebody's having blood issues. I don't know if it's blood clots or a heart issue. I command the circulatory system to be healed. I command all blood clots. I curse each and every blood clot. I command it to break loose in Jesus' name now. Blood clots die now. Blood clots die now. I command you to disintegrate in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I curse you. I command y'all to die now in Jesus' name. At this time, see, is there anything else, Lord, that you want me? Okay, I keep on getting a suicidal thing. Every other show we get this, there's a suicidal thing. Spirit of suicide. Of death, I curse you, I bind you, I command you to leave in Jesus' name. Spirit of death, I curse and bind you, I command you to leave in Jesus' name. Leave this person alone, break it loose from his family. There, I have a feeling there's death right and left in his family. This spirit of suicide, this spirit of death is hanging in this family. I command it to leave, break loose from the family in Jesus' name. I cut all cords to this thing. I command it to leave the family in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to send angels, send your heavenly angels to this family. Protect this family. Protect this family from this thing. I command all the angels to come among this family and bless them in Jesus' holy name.
thank you, Lord, for blessing this family. Somebody's having foot problems, too. I don't know whether they've hurt their foot, they broke their foot. In Jesus' name, I command all bones, all tissue in the foot to be healed in Jesus' name. I command all muscles, all joints in the foot to be healed in Jesus' name. I command it all to be healed now in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Lord, Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless all these people that's listening to this broadcast today. I ask you to bless all the people that's listening to this broadcast today. I ask you to heal them, touch them. In the Spirit of God, I ask you to come upon them now and bring healing upon them, bring your peace upon them now in Jesus' holy name. Jason, I want to thank you for coming on the show again, and maybe we'll have you on the show again some other time, Jason.
Thank you so much. Thank you both for the opportunity. I love talking about Jesus, so thank you.
Now, before we leave air, we've got a few announcements, but before we do announcements, I want to give Jason one more opportunity to plug anything as far as where he's going to be or what he's doing or any information that he might have to where you can contact him, and after he finishes, then we'll give ours. Go ahead, Jason.
Okay. If you're in the area of West Monroe, whatever, I'm here. Yes, if I'm in the country and I'm available, if you need prayer for whatever, my best way of contact is compellingnations@yahoo.com, compellingnations@yahoo.com, or you can find me at compellingministries.org on the internet or P.O. Box 126, Eros, Louisiana, 71238. May Jesus be glorified. Jesus is king and the devil is still a liar.
Amen. You can friend me at Jacob Phillips at Facebook.com, Sons of Righteousness on Facebook, Sons of Righteousness Ministries. We do have a newsletter if you'd like to have that. Go to Facebook. SORMinistries.net is my website for the ministry. We are actually going to be ministering on healing at a conference next month, August 7th through the 9th. I will be teaching along with Ira Milligan, who will be teaching on prophetic. It's 7th, 8th, and 9th again, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. over at the West Monroe Convention Center here in West Monroe, Louisiana. The Army of the Lord Conference, be sure and check that out. If you got any questions, you can Facebook me or Facebook Ira Milligan at Servant Ministries, or if you have any other questions, you can contact Robert Goins at 318-789-4334. Anyway, that's about all the contact information I have. Stan, over to you.
Amen. I'm going to go ahead and close this show today, and I want to thank everybody for listening today to this broadcast with Jason Beard. I'm glad everybody got touched, and I'm glad that Jason came on here with us today, and I'm really sure that a lot of people got healed by this broadcast today, and they really heard the name of Jesus being glorified on this show today. And like I said, I'll thank Jason again for coming on the show, and what we're going to do, we're going to have another Wednesday show coming up. This Wednesday we had a little issue with Blog Talk, but we will be back on air next Wednesday with a new show for y'all. And God bless y'all, and we'll see you Wednesday.